following podcast is edited from the live Voices of Montana program, Montana's original statewide radio talk show that's heard Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The show has been airing for more than 20 years. Contact your local radio station if you'd like to hear the program live in your area and it's currently not available. The show is also streamed live on voicesofmontana.com. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program, inviting you to contact us with comments or show ideas. The email address is studio@voicesofmontana.com. Well, that transition is on. That peaceful transition of power. Don't you like how that sounds? People should like hearing that. People should like saying that. The peaceful transition of power. I mean, I think it's unique. It's certainly been one of our trademarks in this country. And we'll talk about that today. Not in the White House. Maybe a bit later on we'll talk about that. But for the first time in 16 years, Montana will have a Republican governor in the State House. And maybe we're making too much of that 16 years, but it's been a long time. Today on Voices of Montana, Governor-elect Greg Gianforte.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now here's your host, Tom Schultz.
Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you for being here. We've hung in there those five long working days, and now we get a Montana weekend to hang out in. I know, you got it going pretty good. Tom Schultz alongside, again, it's two decades strong, working on three, Voices of Montana, and a part of your Montana mornings. That objective perspective will continue on here in our third decade now. And I can't imagine the job in front of, well, I'm going to call him Congressman Greg Gianforte from time to time, but he's Governor-elect Greg Gianforte. Maybe we're making too much of the 16 years in the State House that was under Democrat control, but it is a long time. And are we expecting any big changes? What about this transition? That's the thing we're kind of looking at right now. You go from working your guts out to get elected, and then you're elected, and then all of a sudden, man, the job, I don't know if you take a breath. I know what Greg will say. His sleeves are rolled up. Let's not waste any more time. Let's welcome Governor-elect Greg Gianforte here to Voices of Montana. Greg, are your sleeves rolled up?
They are. Good to be with you, Tom.
Thank you.
We were, you know, Montanans sent such a clear message on Election Day. It was just up and down the ballot, every single statewide Republican candidate won. And it's clear people want things the way we do business in Helena to change. I do have my sleeves rolled up. We did that on November 4th,
Yeah. And
we've been at it hard ever since.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this process because, and in one hand, it can seem daunting, but I think that knowing you, I think your approach is just going to be real logical, real step-by-step toward this. But first of all, congratulations to you and all those who have supported you in gaining this office. I know that you worked hard for this because, as I've said here, I believe you're serious about helping Montanans, and I really want to thank you for that. Now, let's go. There had to be something extra special about that night, sir, because you ran for the governor's race in 2016, ran a very good race, lost to the incumbent by 4 points. And then, as you mentioned, in 2020, it was a big win, 12 points that night. Talk about that. It had to be real special for you and all those involved.
Well, it was very encouraging and humbling because this is a huge responsibility. We're in a difficult time. I mean, with COVID, with the concern about public health, with our economy sputtering because so many businesses have been shut down, people have lost their jobs, we're not getting fair prices for our agricultural products. There's lots to work on. I tend to face forward, not back. So we did work our tails off traveling the state. I'm going to go back out here this month, do some more, do a listening tour, visit with folks, but we're in a period here between the election and getting sworn in the first week of January where we're really doing capacity building. It's really about hiring key people to make sure we have the capacity to serve the people of Montana.
Talk about your thoughts on that process. I mean, as I say, maybe we're making too much of the 16 years in the State House for the Democrats. I looked at all the agencies that are involved underneath the governor's office. There's almost three dozen of them. I mean, there's a lot of folks to kind of, well, get to know, I suppose. Talk about this transition.
Yeah, and we as Montanans, we have so much more in common than separates us. This is why one of the things I did this last week was I called every Democrat legislator in the state, had a visit with them, and I spoke with probably, getting close to half of them, and we had very positive conversations. My message was, let's work together. I think we can do that. Now, this change gives us the opportunity, and we've gotten a huge mandate for change. Helena needs to change the way it does business, and I'm committed to hiring folks into these state agencies that are going to be those change agents. This is why we put the word out. We've announced two nominating committees so far, one for DPHHS, one for Department of Corrections. We're going to cast a very broad net and make sure we look at all the qualified people and pick the best of the best to run these agencies.
Governor-elect Greg Gianforte is with us. It's 866-627-5483, or text us a message at 781-627-5483. We'll come on back after this short break, Governor-elect, and talk more about this transition process. Also, I think I saw a hunting photo on somebody's Facebook page. I'm glad to hear that you got out, I'm assuming. Anyway, we'll come on back with more here in just a little bit. Governor-elect Greg Gianforte is with us, a 12-point-plus margin of victory in this recent election where Montanans decidedly sent Republicans to state offices, attorney general, all of them, secretary of state, auditor. But Greg Gianforte is with us here today as we talk about this transition now in the state house. And Governor-elect, thanks again for being here. You know, I got a question here I just put down. How can we help? I know that you've got a website out there. I talked about this that launched servemontana.com. But in this transition, this peaceful transition of power, and people should like how that sounds. How can we help?
Well, I think there's two things. One is you mentioned the website, servemontana.com. If people want to help, or they know somebody they think is highly qualified for either a senior position or a board oversight position, go to servemontana.com and put that person's name in, attach their resume, and we'll be announcing a number of nominating committees. We've had close to a couple hundred submissions so far. We need more. We want to cast a very broad net. We want all areas of the state represented. We want people with different backgrounds, different perspectives. I think when you have robust discussion and differing views at the table, you always end up with a better result. That's what we did in business. That's what we're going to do in the governor's office. The second thing, if you're inclined to bend a knee, I would just ask for you to pray for us and our transition team. There's going to be a lot of heavy lifting here. I can say that the governor's office has been helpful to us in this transition. We've had a number of meetings there. We want to continue to work together because the goal has to be better outcomes for all Montanans.
Yeah. Can you, you know, and I've talked to people, if you want to know what the agenda is going to be, look at that comeback business plan. When you talk about outcomes, there's a couple of things off of that I want to talk about. But when you talk about outcomes, better outcomes, what are you putting your finger on?
Well, we need more good paying jobs. It's hard enough for a small business owner, a farmer, a rancher, to produce a crop, to find a customer, to keep that customer when they got to fight red tape and bureaucracy as well. Now, folks, we have good state employees, but they really haven't been led well. And I think leadership really boils down to bringing clarity to mission and then making sure the teams have the resources they need, getting the right people on the bus, as Jim Collins would say, and then holding those teams accountable so they can deliver against those goals that we've laid out. This is what we're going to have to do across state government, and it's not something any one person can do. That's why we need help, and that's why this servemontana.com is such an important website for everybody to check out. And you know somebody who's an expert in a certain area. Submit their name. We'd love to have their help.
You know, I find that interesting, too, and I appreciate that because you're looking for highly qualified people, and some of them are real humble, and they may want to help, but they may think, you know, well, I'll just wait till he calls me. And so that raises the question, are you going to put your arm on somebody, on their shoulder, and say, I need you to help me. Will you come and work for me?
Well, we used to have a part of our corporate culture at Right Now Technologies in Bozeman. that I'm going to bring to the governor's office and implement at the state is everybody on my leadership team is going to be a doer. They're going to have dirt under their fingernails. I'm personally doing one of the searches myself. I've been on the phone all day long, reaching out to folks and asking them to consider if this is might be the right responsibility for them. And I'll continue to do that. But again, I can't do it alone. That's why we put these transition advisory teams together. We've launched two of them so far, DPHHS and Department of Corrections, because those were DPHHS is our largest, about 40% of the state budget. And there are some issues over there. This is Child Protective Services. It's the Medicaid expansion. There's a lot of components there, very complex. We need an effective organizational leader who has a mindset of customer service, who is an effective leader of people.
Yeah, I noticed that some of your comments, you had highlighted that area to make some improvements on. Let's take a quick phone call. Chris, you'll have just a couple of minutes before we go to break, and Greg can answer the question on the other side. Chris, listening in Columbia Falls, our big signal up there, KOFI, 1180 AM. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure. You know, when I start to hear this idea about reaching across the aisle, it makes me very nervous. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things here, and I'm not going to get into that because there's a whole list here I have of things that I can't compromise with, and I don't think we should as a nation. You know, we're a nation of laws and rules and all that. But this is I want to point out here about the election. I think we did a valid thing here in the state of Montana. I think it's a good step in the right direction. But for years, you know, there's always been an even split between Democrats and Republicans, 47 million and 35 million. Now, today, the numbers have gone up to 160, I'm just using a rounded number, 160 million people voted in this election for the Republicans and Democrats. Now, when you stack that against 330,532,600, this is the population of the United States. Where are the rest of these people? Where on earth are these people? Now, see, this,
all right, stand by.
This is the turmoil that we've created in this society.
Stand by, Chris. We're going to talk about governing, and that's what you're talking about, I believe, in just a moment here. Governor-elect Greg Gianforte is with us here today from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Back with Governor-elect Greg Gianforte here, as I mentioned, servemontana.com for information on nominating people who you believe are going to serve well in his administration. That's a website that he has set up and doing a listening tour. You know, he does listening tours here on this program on a regular basis. And, Greg, I really want to thank you for that. And this microphone is going to be open to you for those things. And I always appreciate how you welcome the questions from our audience here. So Chris had called in, and I guess this question boils down to governing, and there was some, you know, it talked about numbers.
Well, I think Chris made two points there. The one I totally agree with, which was his second point, was about how come more people aren't voting, and it's a reasonable question. He was passionate about it. Honestly, if you don't vote, you know, your voice isn't being heard, and all Americans should be voting because it the results of the elections have consequences. His first point, I'd say I don't agree with. I think that Mike Pence said, you know, I'm a conservative, but I'm not mad about it. And I think every single person in the legislature was elected by their constituents to represent their views. And so was I. And I had a large mandate. So you're not going to see me compromising my conservative principles that I ran on. But that doesn't mean I can't build relationships across the aisle and get stuff done. I was speaking with a Democrat legislator this week talking about the fact that Montana has the lowest starting teacher pay in the entire country. Rural schools are having trouble hiring teachers. In fact, I was in Winnet a while back and visiting with them, is probably over a year ago. But they had a couple teaching in the high school, and they started to have a family, and they couldn't make it on one teacher salary. That couple left Montana, moved to Wyoming because their starting teacher pay is 50% higher than Montana. I'm happy to work with Republicans, Democrats, independents, libertarians on trying to solve that problem. And there's a bunch of other issues like that that don't cause you to violate your principles, but does allow you to create better outcomes for Montanans.
Let me get to these text messages here before we and likely run out of time here. There's a couple. One is, here's one, does Gene Forte, Governor-elect Greg Gene Forte, plan on trying to create a sales tax? Another one here is, what about a different plan for COVID restrictions? And then this one is, along that same lines, it's my understanding that Mr. Gianforte's approach to dealing with the COVID virus is to encourage personal responsibility. In this texter's opinion, that has pretty much been the policy of Flathead County all along, and it hasn't worked well. What's your COVID-19 policy? And I know you have a task force.
This is like the lightning round, Tom.
Yeah.
So that's right. And we put together a task force, 21 people. The challenge is we need to listen to our public health officials. They have important input, but they shouldn't be the only voice at the table. We need to hear from small business. We need to hear from educators. We need to hear from parents, local government, as well as tribal governments and law enforcement. That's why I put together a 21-person COVID task force. I'm hopeful we'll have a vaccine by the first of the year. We're going to prioritize getting that out to the most vulnerable, our frontline healthcare workers, emergency response folks, teachers, and then more broadly within the population. So I think we'll have a new set of facts come the first of the year. I'll rely on my COVID task force to develop policy that allows us to protect the most vulnerable, but also allows people to get back to work and continue to live their lives.
No sales tax.
No sales tax. I forgot. That was the first question in the lightning round.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you tax your way to prosperity.
Yeah.
And Montanans have spoken repeatedly. We're not going to have a sales tax. They don't want it. So there are things we can do to lower taxes without adding new taxes. And this is going to be one of our challenges because we've had massive growth in state spending over the last 10 years. We need to first stop the growth in spending. That doesn't mean cuts. It just means flattening the curve on spending at the state level. And then as we generate surplus, I'm committed to use that surplus to lower taxes across the board for all Montanans.
Thank you, Governor-elect Greg Gianforte here. Just another few more minutes. And I know you're conducting a listening tour. We get to do that here. So I'm going to pass this text message along as well. One thing Montanans need to get past is not asking for help. It's cool to be independent, but that mindset has limitations. Any great undertaking is done collaboratively. And they cited Elon Musk as one example of that. I'm curious as to your thoughts. You had expectations going into Congress. Some were going to be met. Some were going to be new to you. What are your expectations along that line in terms of working collaboratively with this legislative process now in the state of Montana?
Well, we have a large Republican majority in both the House and the Senate. That's going to make it easier for us to advance our objectives. But I believe that Democrats have ideas to contribute as well. And they're welcome at the table. I think robust, respectful interaction always produces a better result. And again, every single person elected to the state legislature is there representing their constituents, and their voice rightfully should be heard. Again, we're not going to compromise the principles under which we were elected under. However, let's hear them out. I think Jordan Peterson in his 12 Rules for Life said, go into every conversation expecting to learn something. That's something I try and live by, and I'll bring that principle to Helen as well.
Governor-elect Greg Gianforte, I know we got time here for maybe just one more call. I'm going to take this call from Wes from Silver City, and he shared a story with us almost 2 weeks ago about COVID-19. And Wes, you're on the air with Greg Gianforte.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Wes.
You made mention about the COVID and special responses for those who are they're in that category where they need help. And the problem I had with my wife was that we couldn't get the help necessary, right to begin with, because of the where we were at. We were more susceptible because of pre-existing conditions. You know, she had leukemia. And if we had been able to got preventive medicine right to begin with, that would have probably gone a long way to preventing her from passing away from the virus. And I want to thank you for that personally addressed sympathy card, too. That was beautiful. Thank you. But I was curious if you could address that. And I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Wes. And just let me, again, convey my condolences. It's a difficult period you're going through. It's been difficult for a lot of Montanans. And I don't want to beat up on the current administration, because this situation earlier this year was unprecedented. None of us in any of our lifetimes have gone through something like this. But we know more now. There are good therapeutics available. Vaccines are going to be available shortly. We ought to use the tools available to us, and I think we ought to prioritize, Wes, folks like you and your late wife, who are more susceptible. They should be at the head of the line for assistance. And our seniors have contributed so much, and those with compromised immune systems, they've got to be at the front of the line for the vaccine when it comes out. Right behind them is our healthcare workers, and then our teachers, and other essential workers, emergency response. Those are the priorities. But again, I'm going to develop policy based on input from public health officials, looking at the science, as well as our educators, local government, tribal governments, law enforcement. Everybody's voice has to be heard, so we adopt a policy that's going to create the best outcome for all Montanans.
Any thoughts about leaving Congress, Greg? And thank you for that.
I enjoyed my time there. It was an honor to serve this state. I think I got close to 20 pieces of legislation introduced and passed into law, signed by the president, that did some good. And so my worldview is one where I want to use the skills I've been given to create better outcomes for others. I was able to do that in Congress, and I look forward to doing it in the governor's office.
We look forward to it, too. I really have confidence that you're going to be a good governor for the state of Montana, and appreciate you making yourself accessible to us here so we can hear what's going on and get an idea of thoughts and minds of our public leaders. Thank you. Governor-elect, congratulations again, Greg.
Thank you. And I always enjoy taking the calls because it gives me an insight into what people are thinking and traveling the state. So thank you, Tom. We'll be back with you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Have a super weekend.